Okay.
Sorry, Katie, you're muted right now.
Thank you, Pax. I was muted. Good morning, everyone. Good to be with you this morning. And Thanksgiving for Jim for playing that beautiful prelude for us. And great to be with you and to gather on this Sunday, this day of worship, and where we remember who we are and whose we are. My name is Katie, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm the pastor at Tabernacle United, and I'm grateful to be here with you and to be worshiping with you this morning. Though we are not together physically, we are together spiritually in this space, and I give thanks for that opportunity. I want to welcome each of you who are visiting with us this morning. If you're here for the first time, we're glad you're here. Thank you for joining us. And if you are new, you are welcome to share or introduce yourself through the chat feature if you'd like. You can also click on the link that Jim just shared, the Tab Visitor Card link, and go to that place to fill out our virtual visitor card. We would love to hear from you and hear a little bit about you and connect further. So if you can do that, we would love to hear from you. I wanted to give a couple announcements this morning. First of all, just a reminder of our regular meetings. Our meetings this week, our Tuesday and Thursday prayer meetings are at 8:30 in the morning. We gather for prayer and to connect with each other. So if you would like to join us for that and don't have the link or information, just let us know and we'll make sure you get that. We will not be meeting for Bible study this week, but we will be meeting next week for Bible study on Wednesday, April 28th at 5:30. So please join us for that time if you are able to do so. Also this week, Friday evening at 7 o'clock is our weekly happy hour. And we give thanks for that opportunity to gather. Of course, drinks are optional. You can bring a drink, but you can also just come and connect. We especially encourage newer people to come to that time to connect and just hang out online on Zoom for our virtual happy hour on Friday at 7 o'clock. Also, I just wanted to mention before we begin today that I want to acknowledge that this has been another long and sad week. And I know that a lot of us are carrying some weight and anxiety from this week. We lost another Black person killed by police, and we remember Dante Wright this morning and are praying for him and his family. Also the shooting in Indiana and the members of the Sikh community in particular that lost their lives and are grieving. And also just the beginning of the jury deliberations this week, as we're anticipating some results from the Derek Chauvin trial. There's a lot going on, and it's been a heavy and painful week. I know it's a continual reminder to us that the laws in this country are not designed to protect Black and brown lives and are steeped in white supremacy. And that is a difficult thing to be continued to be reminded of. And there's still so much work for justice and safety to come about. So we are in that struggle and I want to acknowledge that as we gather this morning. Also want to just remind us that worship, our time of worship, is not about retreating from the world. Worship is about reorienting ourselves in the world. It's about coming together to remember that we belong to God, to the God of liberation and life, and that we serve Jesus the Christ, who came to bring freedom from oppression in all its forms. And so today we reorient ourselves in worship, and I invite us to do that this morning, to remember who we are and who we belong to remember that we continue to gather and to lean on that sure and solid hope of God and of love and liberation. So let's gather now together and worship God. Amen.
Will you join me in the call to worship? God of the sunrise,
we look for you.
God of the conversation,
we listen for you.
God of justice,
we seek your presence.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pax, and my pronouns are they, them. And this morning, I just wanted to share a brief word of thanks for Jim Thacker, who has been sharing preludes with us for over a year. Thank you, Jim, for your music and for sharing it with us. And this morning, we'll start by singing Jesus, the Light of the World. I've been thinking of this song this week, arranged by Evelyn Simpson Currington, and how Jesus is the light of our world, looking for that right now. Let's sing together.
Jesus said, go out into the water just a little further from the shore. Jesus said, go deeper in the water and you'll find what you're looking for. Jesus said, follow me and leave everything else behind. Lord, I will wade out from the shore. I have grace, your faith will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wade. I will wade. I will wade. Lord, I will wade. Jesus said, surrender all your fear. You don't need it anymore. Jesus said, my friends, give up your fear. Leave your boat here on the shore. Jesus said, follow me and leave everything else behind. Lord, I will wade out from the shore. I have faith your grace will meet me there and show me what's in store. I'm not afraid, not anymore. Even though I falter, though I fail, your love will never fade. Lord, I will wade. I will wade. I will wade. Lord, I will wade. I will wade. I will wade. Lord, I will wade.
Amen.
Help us to be resurrection people. You defeated the systems of death. Help us claim that legacy and walk in that way. You didn't leave us, but you walk among us still. Help us to look for you, to listen for the good news from each other, and to live into your promise of hope, joy, and justice today. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Our doors are locked. We are afraid. We don't claim your peace when we face the systems of death. Are we afraid of real joy that is not bought or sold? Are we afraid of where you might send us? Forgive how skeptical we can be. Forgive how self-centered we can be. And as only you can do, meet us in the place where we have the most fear and assure us of your presence so that we can believe. The walls we build cannot keep out the God of love and light. Our actions or inactions do not change God's love for us. This is the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
Shelter and thou my high tower.
Christ comes into our places of fear and offers us a word of peace, saying, "Peace be with you." And so we remember those words of Jesus and receive them, and then we share those words with one another, granting one another peace. So let's take a moment now to pass the peace of Christ. You will be able to unmute and greet one another. So let us go to gallery view and see each other. And may the peace of Christ be with all.
Hi.
You.
Peace to Hi.
You. Peace be with you.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Peace. Hello, everybody.
Hello, hi, everyone.
Good
morning.
Hi,
Sarah.
Hey. Hi,
Verona.
Good morning.
Hi, Julie.
Good morning.
Hi, Verona.
Good morning. Hi.
Peace to you, Elizabeth and Ray. Good morning.
Peace to you.
Peace to Priscilla.
Hi, Heather B. Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi,
Helen.
Hello.
Peace to Sarah Harrison.
Hello.
Hi, Rose. Hi. You're doing okay all alone there?
They'll be happy
to know. Oscar, hi. Oh,
good, 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 good.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Annie Laura.
Morning. Hi.
Fletcher. Hello, Fletcher.
Peace, Donald. Peace, my friends.
Peace.
Hi, Jenny and Helen. Hi.
Peace, you,
Heather Eloise B. and Dick. Good to see
Happy
you.
Happy belated birthday, Jim.
Hi, Eloise. Hi, Dick.
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Carolyn.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Laura.
Hi there.
Oh, peace be with you.
Hi, Sana.
Yeah.
Hi, Heather.
Good morning. Hi, Neil Rose. Good to see you.
Hello, Lucinda's ceiling light.
Oh, Lynn Lampman and Lynn. Lynn Major. Oh, Dick and Eloise. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, peace be with you, Alicia.
I don't see Nick.
Oh no, I'm not.
You're not available.
Nick and Eloise, hello.
Hi. Sarah. You Sarah got Harrison, hi.
Hi. Hi. You got Susan on top of
the
hood.
Hi, Tonio, and Donna, and Verona.
Hi, Helen.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. And
ooh,
hello. Say hi to Helen.
Hi, Helen.
Where's Oscar?
Where's Helen? Oh. Hi, Priscilla. Oh,
this is the time in our service where we invite the children forward to hear the children's time or the young at heart. And if you're one of those folks who would like to be part of a smaller circle for children's time, you can go down to your reactions button at the bottom of your Zoom menu on the right-hand side and press raise hand. And Gina will put you in that smaller group for children's time. So let's sing together to invite the children and the young at heart forward.
Come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, come as a child, oh come and see.
Hello, everybody. My name is Donald, and my pronouns are he and she, and I want to share another secret with you, because I sometimes share secrets, so come on in close. I want to tell you that your parent or guardian or parents are all children at heart. We all feel like children in our heart. So remember that. Just remember that, because we really are all children at heart. So my lesson for you today is that have you ever wondered if something you were told is true? And if you wonder whether something is true, you should ask the questions, because asking questions about Jesus and asking questions about Bible stories helps you to be a better follower of Jesus, because you get to understand more. Now, let's think about it this way. What if your parent or your guardian or parents said to you, I'm going to get you a brand new bicycle for your birthday. Ooh. And for you, that was so exciting that you just couldn't believe it. You just couldn't believe it. Maybe it was so exciting you were afraid to believe it. It would come true because you didn't want to be disappointed. You might even say to yourself, I won't believe it until I actually see the bicycle. I won't believe it. And if you felt that way, you probably wouldn't even tell your parent or guardian that you felt that way, because you wouldn't want them to be angry at you for not believing them, right? But in your heart, you might say, oh, I'm so excited, but I'm so scared I might not get the bicycle. I'm not going to believe it till I actually see the bicycle. Then, when you actually got the birthday present, the brand new bicycle, and saw its beautiful colors, you loved it even more than you imagined you would. The real bike was even better than your imagination. Well, Pastor Katie today will be telling the story of Thomas. And Thomas really wanted Jesus to visit him. And he said, oh, I won't believe until I actually see him. Because he was scared to believe that it actually was true, because he was so excited about it and he was worried it really wasn't true. And then Jesus did visit Thomas. And when Thomas saw Jesus, he loved him more than ever before. So let's pray together. Dear God, help us to think of questions to ask about you and about Jesus, so we get to know both of you better. Amen.
This morning, I'm thinking about that really wondrous love of Jesus in this Easter season. And let's sing a little bit more about it. I love this song and grew up with this song and find the text, the repeating text, really evocative and these metaphors really helpful in thinking about and trying to understand this mystery of love that we can only grasp a piece of. Let's sing together.
Is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this, oh my soul, what wondrous love is this that caused the Lord of bliss to bear the dreadful curse for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. When I was sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down beneath God's righteous frown, Christ laid aside beside his crown for my soul, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul. To God and to the Lamb I will sing, I will sing. To God and to the Lamb I will sing. To God and to the Lamb who is the great I am. While millions join the theme, I will sing, I will sing. While millions join the theme, I will sing. Death, I'm free, I'll sing on, and when from death I'm free, I'll sing on, and when from death I'm free, I'll sing and joyful be, and through eternity I'll sing on, and through eternity I'll sing
on. Today's scripture reading is from the book of John, chapter 20, beginning at the 19th verse, and I'll be reading from the Common English Bible. It was the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors, because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they aren't forgiven." Thomas, the one called Didymus, one of the 12, wasn't with the disciples when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, put my finger in the wounds left by the nails, and put my hand into his side, I won't believe." After 8 days, his disciples were again in a house, and Thomas was with them. Even though the doors were locked, Jesus entered and stood among them. He said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Put your hand into my side. No more disbelief. Believe." Thomas responded to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus replied, "Do you believe because you see me? Happy are those who don't see and yet believe." Then Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the disciples' presence, signs that aren't recorded in this scroll. But these things are written so that you will believe that Jesus is the Christ, God's Son, and that believing, you will have life in his name. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Amen. Thank you, Jim, for reading that scripture for us. Friends, this morning, we're going to do what we've done before on occasion, which is we're going to use this sermon time as an opportunity for us to have more individual time of reflection and also group reflection. So it's going to be more of a community conversation time. And in just a few moments, we will have the opportunity to do some individual reflection, and then we'll go into breakout rooms where you will have the option of joining a small group to talk a little bit further. It's just another way to take in the word of God. And sometimes it's helpful to have more conversation to be able to digest and to really take in God's word for ourselves. And so on occasion, I like to mix things up a little bit and have the opportunity for us to do a different kind of engagement with the sermon time. So, but before we go into that individual reflection time, I do want to offer just a brief reflection, and that will hopefully give our time a little bit more focus and kind of set up this scripture reading for us. So let me share a few words. First of all, I just want to say that Thomas gets a bad rap. He is often labeled Doubting Thomas, which is something I'm sure we've heard before. And I have a friend, Chad Hyatt, who has renamed Thomas Faithful Thomas. And I like to I think that's a helpful reframing, because I think one of the gifts that Thomas gives us really is a model of discipleship. And a way to embrace this questioning way into faith, that questions are important and in fact are essential to having an authentic faith, to engaging authentically and honestly in faith. Questions are essential and are really important. I grew up in a tradition where sometimes I would hear people say, well, you should never question God. You know, or you should never question God's word, they would say. And I thought, well, have you ever read the Bible? Because if you read the Bible, and you will start to notice all over the place that people question God, even our great heroes of the faith, even Jesus himself. If we think of this, the moment of his supreme act of love on the cross, cried out a question, my God, why have you forsaken me? If you look at the Psalms, we hear question after question, God, why, how long will you abandon us? God, have you left us? So the Psalms are full of questions. Even Jesus himself says, well, if you have a question, knock on the door, seek, and you shall find. You know, there's always this invitation for us to seek, to knock, to search. And I think that that is a really important thing to mention and name as we look at Thomas's story. Thomas asks for what he needs. He, remember, he wasn't there when the other disciples got to actually see Jesus. And so he says, look, I know you got to see him. I know you're telling me I should believe, but I want to see too. I want to experience this thing that you're talking about. And so Thomas asks for what he needs. And that is a good thing. And Jesus doesn't scold him for his questions. No, instead, Jesus meets him right where he is and says, Thomas, you need to see me? See me. Do you need to touch my wounds? You can touch my wounds. And Jesus meets Thomas right where he is. Now, I think it is something important to say here about, because as we heard Jesus say, and you hear it often in the translation, is Jesus will say, don't have disbelief, believe. Don't believe. We often hear the word belief and faith. It's important to mention, I think, that when it comes to the word belief and faith, those are not idea words. In other words, faith is not a word where we are talking about this idea that we have with our mind about something we're supposed to believe that a lot of people find it hard to believe. It's not an idea word. Biblically speaking, throughout the Bible, faith is a relational word. It's a relational word. In fact, if you look at the Greek word pistis, which is the translation of where we get the word faith and belief, you can also translate the word, that same word, as faithful. It can mean faith or faithful. And so you, it, and I like the word faithful because it, it brings us into that, the deeper sense of the word, which is about relationship. Are we faithful? Is God faithful to us? Is God trustworthy? Are we trustworthy? That's about relationship, not about ideas. People go to war about ideas. We have culture war or political wars around ideas. Faith is about relationship in the Bible. And if you think about it, that kind of relational faithfulness is really what people want to see. People want to know if we are faithful to one another. In fact, Jesus says, they will know you are Christians by your love, by the love that you have for one another. Jesus doesn't say they will know you are Christians when you have certain ideas, right? So there is this kind of faithfulness in how we engage and are with each other in love is what matters and what faith is really about. Jesus says to Thomas, see my wounds, touch my hands and touch my side. Can you trust me? And the good news. Don't be unfaithful, Thomas. Don't abandon the discipleship life. Don't abandon the discipleship community now. Stay faithful to me and to God and to one another. That's what Jesus says to Thomas. Now, Thomas wants to see and touch and experience the risen Christ, and that is good. It's a model of what discipleship is all about. And we too long to see and touch and experience the risen Christ. And we can ask to touch and see for ourselves. And I believe God longs to meet us there in our questioning and grant us what we long for. However, there is a challenge in this passage that asks us to go just a step further. Right after affirming Thomas's desire and meeting him where he is, Jesus proclaims a blessing. And he says, blessed are all you who remain faithful, even when you can't see, even when you can't see. And that is a blessing. And it also doesn't mean that God or that Jesus is cursing Thomas. But Jesus is giving us a deep challenge and a blessing. He's saying to remain faithful, to trust in the good news, to lean into that ground of hope that is the resurrection, even when we can't see or touch in the way that we long for. And of course, this is a blessing for us because we weren't able to see in the same way that Thomas was able to see and experience that fleshly, physical Jesus in that same time. So Jesus gives us a blessing to say, blessed are you when you remain faithful, even when you can't see and touch. So the story to me holds both an affirmation and a challenge. Affirmation of our questions that lead to authentic faith, but also a challenge to be faithful to God and to each other and to creation, even when we can't see. So perhaps that we can receive both the affirmation and the challenge as we think about our own journey. Now, I'm going to read the text again. I'm going to read the story again, and I'm going to use the word faithful in all of the places where we hear belief or faith. And I want you to just see how that sounds different or what you hear, how that story impacts you a little bit differently when you hear a different translation. So I'm going to read it, and at the close of the reading, you will have about 3 minutes to reflect on two questions that will be on the screen in front of you. And so you can reflect on those questions for just a few minutes, and Pax will play a little music. And then after Pax is done playing, Gina's gonna break us into breakout rooms where we can share a little bit of what we've been thinking about in terms of the response to the questions. So just a reminder that the option to join a breakout room will be optional. So you don't have to join if you'd rather not participate. That's okay. But we do encourage you and invite you to join in a small group to think a little bit deeper about those questions. So let me read again the story, a little bit of a different translation, and then we'll move to some time of reflection. It was still the first day of the week. That evening, while the disciples were behind closed doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. When the disciples saw the Lord, they were filled with joy. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As my parents sent me, so I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you don't forgive them, they aren't forgiven." Thomas, the one called Didymus, one of the 12, wasn't with the disciples when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We've seen the Lord." But he replied, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand, put my finger in the wounds left by the nails, and put my hands into his side, I won't remain faithful." After 8 days, his disciples were again in a house, and Thomas was with them. Even though the doors were locked, Jesus entered and stood among them, and he said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look at my hands. Put your hand into my side. Don't become unfaithful. Stay faithful." Thomas responded to Jesus, "My Lord and my God." Jesus replied, "Will you be faithful because you see me? Blessed are those who don't see and yet remain faithful." Then Jesus did many other miraculous signs in his disciples' presence, signs that aren't recorded in this scroll. But these things are written so that you will be faithful in your relationship to Jesus the Christ, God's child, and that by remaining faithful, you will have life in his name. So as we move into time of individual reflection, the two questions we will be thinking about is first simply the question, what is resonating with you? You can stay on that question if you'd like for the whole time. The other question is, how does using the word faithful instead of faith or belief change the way you hear and understand the story? So if that is a more engaging or intriguing question to you, spend some time there. So let's take a few moments now and reflect. Thank you. should now have the option of joining a breakout room. If you have any trouble, just let us know. Again, it's optional. If you would like to opt out, that's okay. But we invite you now to take a few moments. We'll have 10 minutes in our smaller groups. So just make sure when you get together that everybody has a chance to share who would like to share. So we'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Thank goodness I do.
This is the time when we would ask people to give an offering if you are able. You can give electronically by texting any amount to 84321 and just leave a note with that, whether this is a visitor donation, whether this is a pledge or for some other reason. Or you can also visit our website, tabunited.org/contribute. And again, you have the option of tagging your gift as whether it's your pledge or whether it's directed to any particular thing. So as it could be pledge, visitor, other, you know, or anything like that. So at this time, if you are willing and able, then please make a donation. Thank you.
God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts, Creator, Christ, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Oh God, as the small streams flow into larger rivers and flow into the sea, we pray that our gifts may be put together and added to your great purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jim, for leading us there. And I want to take us now to our time of sharing our joys and concerns and testimony. This is a time of prayer, and we welcome each of us here to share what's on our heart, to reflect on the service, to bring our joys, our struggles, our concerns before God and the community. So if you have a prayer on your heart, we invite you now to share that in just a few moments. Jim will just read those prayers that come in through the chat box. So please feel free to share what's on your heart. And we will both listen to you and lift up what's on your heart and join you in that, and also share what's on our heart. So let's carry one another's burdens and share with each other.
From Lynn Major, prayers for Lynn Lampman for healing. She broke her ankle this week and is also having some other medical issues for which we are waiting for test results. God, in your mercy. And from Julie Sheets, prayers for Lynn. From Rose, a prayer of thankfulness and hopefulness for my sister Cass, who is starting a new job tomorrow after over 2 years of unemployment. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Don Warco, prayers for racial justice to come to America. From Chris Purdom, we can see the wounds clearly, the wounds of the police state, of white supremacy, of the environment. God, help us to be faithful to you in our response. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Dee, for my brother Alan, who is in hospital having testing for arrhythmia and high cardiac enzymes. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Pauline Abernathy, prayers for my parents who are moving from their home of 57 years to a retirement community on May 4th. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Verona Stern, in light of Dante Wright's death, Lord, please lift up those places that feel threatened by talking about the continuing justice to black and brown bodies. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Richard Fernandez, prayers for women and children in Afghanistan. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Gwyneth, prayers for strength to continue safe practices as COVID numbers and hospitalizations rise throughout the Midwest states. Prayers for more equitable distribution of the vaccines worldwide. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
We give thanks for these prayers that have been shared, as well as the prayers that remain on all our hearts. God hears our silent prayers, and God hears the prayers we pray out loud. So we lift up all of these prayers to God, and we thank you for sharing. Let's sing together as we lift up our prayers in one voice. Continue praying as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us, saying together, Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
This song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand, by Thomas A. Dorsey and George N. Allen, was a favorite of Martin Luther King. And this morning, we sing it in solidarity and in lifting up our voices as they did in the Civil Rights Movement, and in solidarity with the Black prophetic voices of our time and our day. Let's sing together.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. When my way grows dry. precious Lord, linger near when my life is almost gone. Hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord.
Amen. Amen. Friends, receive this blessing. May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God look upon you with kindness and grant you peace. Go out and let us be faithful to God, to Jesus, to our relationships, to creation. Let us be people of faith and people of deep faithfulness, for God is faithful to us. Amen. 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 Thank you.